was just emotional on because I, you know, went back to my past and thought about some of the things that I had been through and where I'm at today. And, I mean, it almost brought me to tears. But the biggest thing I can say is, man, I'm excited to be here and I'm ready to work.
How about the emotions when you walked on the field? I know it's just a walk through tonight, but still you're out there with your team.
It felt good, man. I was so sad missing the first practice earlier today, so I was eager to get out here tonight. And just even though it was a walk through, I was just happy to be back out here with some of the teammates, man. It's the great guys around the locker room, so I was happy to be out here.
Any of the veterans teasing you, saying, hey, you just signed this new contract?
Oh, yeah, they've been teasing me all day, man. I'll be glad when it wore off, but hopefully sooner than later.
So what were you doing this morning? Were you just hanging out waiting to get the call from your
I actually worked out this morning and was just sitting around waiting on the call, waiting for him to call me and tell me to come down and sign the contract, excited to get out here.
But were you already in Denver?
Oh, yeah, I was already in Denver, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Obviously an exciting moment for you and your family.
Oh, yeah.
Shared it with them, and how are they responding to the big deal?
I mean, it was emotional, you know. Most of my family members cried because it is a life-changing moment, you know, for us. And the biggest thing I can say now, you know, I've been given the money. You know, now I got to earn it. So I'm out here looking forward to being out every day and getting better every day.
So you talk about almost crying, I think we saw in a tweet. But that's for real, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's serious, man, because, you know, I never pictured myself being here. You know, when I was growing up, I never, you know, had this as a dream, as imagination. So being able to actually be here and then looking back, I mean, it's emotional because you see all the hard work you put in and everything you did to get here. I mean, it's a blessing.
Long way from the factory?
Oh, yeah, long way from the factory.
Do you think about that? I mean, is that sunk into you?
Oh, it definitely does. You know, when I signed the contract, you know, I thought about the factory. And when I was back at home a few weeks ago, I actually drove by the factory. You know, just to see where it all started. You know, for me, that was a starting point because I realized that was a point in my life that I didn't want to return to.
You get teased by teammates and any good-natured ribbing because you missed this morning?
I mean, they did, but like I told them, man, I would have loved to be here. You know, if I could have been here, I would have been here, you know, with or without the contract. But, you know, sometimes you got to have the contract to get going. And now that that's done, we can get to business and go to work. So I play football.
I say, well, now the contract is signed. I mean, tomorrow you're really officially a rookie. Yeah. First practice. What are you hoping to accomplish now that you can actually be on the field?
I hope I can just impress my teammates and my coaches. Honestly, you know, that's what I look forward to doing every day. You know, in the weight room, on the field, I just want to impress the people who brought me here. You know, people who believed in me enough to draft me in the first round. So I'm looking forward to it.
How much did you learn, you think, of the playbook during OTAs, the minicamp install, that you can kind of...
I learned 90% of it. Today was a lot more smoother than it was my first day in minicamp because, you know, obviously I knew all the plays. I had already heard them once before, so it was just a review today. So I felt a lot more comfortable, but I got the bulk of the playbook in camp, so this should be pretty much easy for me learning this time around.
But then for you guys, it's really the days that you get the pads on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when those pads come on, sorry, it's time to prove yourself, and that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, for me to get up and go against one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL, you know, so... They give me an opportunity to see where I'm at and see what I need to work on, improve on.
I think we saw you mixing it up with some offensive linemen.
Yeah.
In minicamp, when you didn't have pads on, are you going to be mixing it up?
Well, I'm going to just be aggressive and play hard every play. And, you know, sometimes people like it, sometimes they don't. But, you know, the only thing I can do is play hard every play and try to get the job done.
You've talked about, you know, in high school starting just the one game and then walking on at the community college, working in the factory. At what point in this journey did you start to realize that this day could happen?
I would say, you know, when I first went to college, at the community college, now it was all about getting a scholarship to play somewhere, Division II, Division I. But I'm going to say once I started, my scholarship offer started to come in. And when I was able to go in my junior year in the Carolina and be a dominant player and start, then it started to become a reality. And that's what I started to look forward to and work towards, even though my degree was always number one. So that's another, you know, football was second to my degree. You know, and I was able to get that degree, now I could just focus solely on football. So, maybe it probably will be my junior in Carolina.
Have you thought about what you're buying now that the contract is official? One first purchase?
I'm not a flashy person, so I can say the biggest thing for me is I just want to make sure that my father is okay. I mean, I got a vehicle right now that runs good, so I'm pretty much satisfied with my life right now. So, just make sure my father's straight and, you know, and put my money away and see how far this football thing can take.
When you thought about that dream when you were in junior in Carolina, did it live up to it today when you put your name on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when I signed that contract, man, it was an emotional moment. And it was a dream come true. I'm playing for a great organization, great coaching staff. So being able to get in here, man, get that deal done and get to work as soon as possible was a big deal for me.